From the studios of NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton were almost courtly at the debate last night, but the presidential nomination contest continues to accelerate with Democrats and Republicans across the country. There are election money developments, and we'll talk with NPR news analyst Juan Williams. First, though, to some really big money, $44.6 billion. That's how much Microsoft has offered to buy the internet company Yahoo. This would be the biggest high-tech takeover ever. John Markoff joins us. He's an author and senior tech writer for the New York Times in San Francisco, and that's about an hour north of Yahoo's headquarters in Sunnyvale, California. John, welcome to the program, and $44.6 billion, a lot of money. How much would this really change the technology landscape?
Well, it's a lot of money, but the question we're going to have to ask is it enough to catch Google? This morning, I so far don't know what the combined market share of Yahoo and Microsoft would be, but they're still going to be seriously trailing Google, and it's not clear that the combination of two and three is enough to beat one.
So both these companies are extremely well known. I'm sitting here at a computer that's running Microsoft Windows. I've been at the Yahoo site earlier today, but both of them also somehow they're in trouble. Yahoo's eclipsed by Google on the net. Microsoft never able to match its software dominance online. How would this help them both?
Well, their argument is a simple economic argument of scale. I think Microsoft overnight talked about cost savings. And that surprised me because this is really not about cost savings. If they could take $1 billion out of the business and be more efficient, I think that's fine, but I don't see a ready scenario, a ready path to catching Google or persuading people to search with a new Microsoft Yahoo search engine. Maybe there's something there in the chemistry. Microsoft has got Microsoft Live. They've been trying to do a set of web services, and maybe there's some magic in there that they could bring together, but one doesn't jump to mind immediately.
John, doesn't Microsoft already have an online search engine that it's been trying to promulgate?
That's right. Microsoft has got Live Search, and they've been pushing for a number of years. They've only recently sort of built their own platform. And it's very interesting. After spending what must be billions to create their own platform, they're already sort of waving a white flag and saying, we can't catch up by ourselves. We can't catch up with just pure technology. We have to try something different. We're going to try scale. It's an interesting sort of interim surrender on the part of a company that prides itself as being a technological leader.
So what do you think this might mean for the consumer, for either Yahoo customers or Microsoft shareholders or indeed people who use Google and might try something else?
Well, one thing to think about is what it means for advertisers. If there are fewer companies offering advertising space on the Internet, advertising might be more expensive. For consumers, I mean, I assume the choice is good, but I don't think it will mean a lot since almost everybody, or at least about 60% of everybody, was using Google already. I don't think it will directly affect Google and what they do. It may make things easier for Google. They only have one competitor target, not two.
Well, how about that point of maybe contracting the market of online providers? Would the Justice Department have an interest in this? I think it says it's going to be looking at it.
Clearly, the Justice Department before the Bush administration would have been very active here. At the end of the Bush administration, it'll be fascinating to see what the Justice Department does. I don't think it's clear because of the market breakdown. It could go either way, I imagine.
The stock for Yahoo, John, way up today.
It's clear that this is a huge a short-term opportunity. I would be surprised if it stays up, maybe against a persistent Microsoft takeover. It will be great. It's going to be great for Yahoo employees, clearly, whose stock has been, I think, around $31, and many of them have been underwater. I guess they'll be above the water now.
John Markoff of the New York Times on the news that Microsoft wants to buy Yahoo. John, thank you.